We turn now to the case of the United States of America versus One Moonrock. NPR's Philip Davis has the strange story of a legal battle in a federal court in Miami over the ownership of a tiny piece of the moon's crust.
Our story begins in December 1972, as Apollo 17 lands in the Taurus-Littrow Valley of the moon. Apollo 17's mission was to collect lunar rock, hundreds of pounds of it. One look out the window of the lunar module, and the astronauts knew they'd hit pay dirt.
Oh, man, look at that rock out there. Absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Apollo 17's crew would eventually collect and bring back 240 pounds of moon rock. Fast forward now more than 20 years, back to Earth, to a sleepy tropical town in the Honduran jungle called Catacamas. Florida businessman Alan Rosen is working there as a successful distributor of tropical juices. One day, a friend comes by with an unusual tale.
And he told me this story about how a very good friend of his, a retired colonel, had a plaque with a moon rock. And he said that the colonel was asking $1 million for the plaque. And I looked at him and I thought of it sort of as somebody trying to sell the Brooklyn Bridge.
Not so. What the Honduran was selling was one of 77 commemorative lunar rocks that President Richard M. Nixon gave as gifts to heads of state in 1973. The moon rocks, small chips about the size of a fingernail, were encased in clear lucite globes. In Honduras, somehow, during years of political instability, that country's own bit of the moon found its way into private hands. Again, Alan Rosen.
The rock basically looked like a lump of coal, but with a little bit more sparkle to it.
When he saw the rock, he said he had to have it.
You could imagine the pleasure of holding it and imagining what it was actually and what it took to get it from the moon to this dusty little town on the edge of the jungle of Honduras.
Rosen had considerably less than $1 million, but in the end, he was able to bargain his Honduran seller down to $50,000 and a slightly used truck. Rosen says he took possession of the rock in Miami at a meeting in a Denny's near the airport. 2 years later, Rosen is ready to sell. He sees an ad in USA Today, Moon Rocks Wanted. He calls the number and says he has something they may be interested in. Asking price, $5 million. He takes them to his bank's vault in suburban Aventura to show it to them, but it soon becomes clear what's happening.
The operation was called Operation Lunar Eclipse.
Zach Mann is a special agent with the Miami office of the U.S. Customs Service. Operation Lunar Eclipse was designed to find people selling fake moon rocks because no one thought anyone had any real moon rocks. They were surprised as anyone else that Rosen's rock was the real thing. However, Mann says,
if it arrives from foreign, whether it's the moon or another country, it has to clear customs and actually be declared.
Not only that, U.S. customs law prohibits importation into the United States of stolen property. Now the matter is in the hands of the federal courts. The U.S. argues that the moon rock was given to the government and people of Honduras and was never legally sold or transferred. The Honduran government agrees. Carlos Cierque is consul general in Miami.
Definitely the Honduran government wants the lunar rock back because it was a gift from the people of the United States to the people of Honduras.
If Honduras gets the moon rock back, it'll likely be installed in its Museum of Anthropology. If Rosen gets it back, he says he'll still sell it, but donate some of the proceeds to the Honduran people. But in either case, the long, strange journey of this speck of moon dust is far from over. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.